The new ACUA.com studios. This is the Big Red Radio, 98 KUPD Tempe Phoenix.
All right, this is pretty cool. All weekend long is like a podcast festival going on at Stand Up Live and at the Improv. And Ari Shaffir, you're kind of like the king of the whole thing right now because you're also doing – you're doing everything here,
yeah,
right? Yeah, you got the whole weekend over at Stand Up Live. 480-719-6100. Ari is the host of Skeptic Tank, the podcast. This is not happening on Comedy Central, which is great.
Yeah.
I love that because it's not stand-up as much as it is just – it is, but it's different. It's like a different approach.
It's storytelling.
Yeah, and it's amazing.
True stories.
We were talking about Ralphie May, and Ralphie was on that one. That was really
Ralphie
good.
Ralphie was on. He's done some live ones, too.
Yeah, it's great. So here you are. You're doing your podcast. Tell me what's going on with this, because this is all kind of a new schedule for people.
Yeah, well, it was just live podcasts for the most part. We're doing some stand-up shows, too, some like showcase shows, but mostly just live podcasts. So people come out. If you listen to these things, then it's like, you know, you get to see them live. So I'm going to do one tonight. Which just, and I always do a topic on my podcast, so right. I'm just going to cover alcohol because I can't be drinking this month because stupid Bert Kreischer.
Wait a minute. What? Oh, you made a. Now, here's the thing. I'm getting emails from people saying, Tom Segura,
yeah.
You need to pay him.
I'm paying him.
That's what people said that
I'm
you were
paying
not paying.
Him. And they Shut said up. That, they said stupid
this,
Rogan.
This would bother you that you made a bet with Tom Segura and
I
Bert
told,
Kreischer.
I right? told Bert that he couldn't become less than obese, and he's like, yes, I can. And then we got Tom on the phone and see how much he weighed. And Tom said he was whatever he weighed, and he was like, We challenged him to be under obese. And they're like, yeah, we can do it. And then they're like, well, why is Ari involved in this? The bet was whoever loses the most weight, gets under obese and loses the right. most weight, gets to choose a sporting event of whatever they want, and the loser has to pay for it.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and Tom's like, how did Ari the Jew get involved in this? And I was like, fine, tell you what, if you both become under obese, I'll pay for both of you.
Really?
Yeah, but Bert's like, well, you got to measure Tom because he's not 6'1". He's lying about his height.
That's true.
Yeah, so then they measured. When it came time, by January 3rd, they measured. And, I mean, they weighed in, and Rogan was like, yeah, okay, they're both not obese. I'm like, did you measure Tom Segura?
What's obese? 20 pounds? Over?
No, it's like your BMI.
Your BMI, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Which is anywhere, I think, over 40 is morbidly.
Morbidly obese. 40%? I think it's like 30. No, 30. It's not percent. It's like the number.
Whatever the BMI is.
Yeah. Sounds high.
Yeah.
Sounds
heavy. So I told Joe, I'm like, hey, you got to measure Tom because he's not 6'1". He's lying. And then Joe just goes, Ari's trying to get out of paying. I'll pay for you guys. And I'm like, I'm not trying to get out of paying.
Okay, Rogan sent you down the river.
He sent me down the river.
Yeah, this is not good. But so now you owe because the world believes
you
owe.
Yeah, and so I told them, and I was about to leave. I went traveling for 4 months in Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, guys, I'm leaving for 4 months. As soon as I get back, I'll pay you.
Yeah, what was the deal with that? There was like news about you just
You kind of ran
it.
Off.
I got off the grid.
Yeah, you just disappeared.
I pretended like I was leaving. I was running away from paying the bet. I was like, I don't have the money.
The big bet.
And then I said like I taught English in Korea and saved up some cash. And now I'm back and I finally have enough saved up to pay for them.
You did. You just kind of just said, I'm done for a little bit.
Put my phone in my drawer.
And disappeared.
Yeah.
And how great was it?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Dude, it was.
You weren't connected to anything except
I locked myself out of everything.
Oh.
Like email, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I changed my password. I just smashed the keys.
A cleansing.
And you don't even know what the password is.
So I couldn't even check if I found access to anything.
And so you didn't have a phone or did you have like a flip phone for contact?
I had like a burner phone that I could go on to like make flights to the next country.
Right.
And I had a travel email. I started a new email for if I met people there.
Right. But like, how easy was it?
To do what?
To just dump it. At first I had to be a pain
first
in the
two
ass.
Days, it was real hard. Yeah. I felt the endorphin drop that you get from like when you get likes and
like
stuff.
Like depression.
Right. Yeah, depression.
Yeah.
It really was like withdrawal.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, what should I do? And I thought of coming home like a day later.
Right.
I'm sitting in Yangon, Myanmar, going like, I made a mistake. I should come home. And then like 2 days after that, I met a cool guy and he was like, we're taking a train around the city. That's a cool thing. I was like, okay. And then I met more friends and.
You're off and running.
I was off and running.
Did anyone recognize you?
About three or four times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of them was like, how come you won't pay the bet?
I was like, in Myanmar? Okay.
Yeah, that was in Myanmar. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, they're on top of it.
Yeah.
That's
like, I'm paying the bet.
Bang it. Get out of my way, midget.
So as soon as I got home, I told Tom, where do you want to go? National championship game in Atlanta.
For football?
January 7th. Yeah, so that's what we're going to. But yeah, it was great, though.
That's got
to
be incredible.
Off the grid.
How long? 3 months?
Almost 4 months.
Did you want to come back to the grid?
Not really.
No. And so you kind of forced yourself to get back on this stupid train.
Yeah, but as soon as I came home, I saw it all like differently.
Really?
So like people's Instagram, it just seems like
it's gross,
needy.
Yeah,
it's like the standard stereotypes. Like you take a picture of your food,
right?
Even though most people don't do that anymore,
right?
But still, like there's an extension of that where it's like
your natural connection.
Yeah,
but it's artificial.
Mm-hmm.
It's the actual interaction that you're supposed to be having naturally. I think
And you're faking it. These fake smiles, like, I want a thing. And everyone smiles and goes back to like regular conversation.
Right. Well, that's like, what I wanted to start. Surprise, kind of what you used to do with The Amazing Racist. When you go, it would be surprise Instagram.
Yeah.
And I would just, I would all day long, like a photographer, just take pictures of you when you least expect it.
That's
and that
good.
Would be your Instagram page. It's like, here's how I really look. Here's what things are in my life. Not this refrigerator magnet life I'm living.
I'm trying to get, you know, Steve Renazzisi?
Yeah, yeah.
In here. So his wife always takes pictures and puts it on Instagram for her kids.
Right.
But I'm like, I know they're devils.
Yeah.
And I know
kids.
You said it. So why don't you make a real Instagram
right.
for the real Tracy and then have just right. like spilled milk and the one kicking the other one.
Right.
And
we talk about
bloody nose kid or a broken tooth fall out. You know?
The rundown that you get in the holidays of the family members, how good our kids are doing right now once a year.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, I would love to have
included detentions. Included detentions.
Yeah,
include not just the accolades.
Okay, so this is my friend Billy is a lawyer and he lives out in the East Coast and I'm talking to him and I've never seen I don't have a Facebook page. So I try to stay all off that social media stuff. I think it's a viper. I think it'll get you every time. But I will check. I will check in on my wife's every once in a while because you know contact people I don't get a chance to see. Billy's on there. Everything's great. So I talked to Billy. He came to town and I said, how's everything going? Is your son Sean good? And he goes, yeah, he graduated from high school. He's 19, graduated from high school. And he goes, almost didn't. I'm like, what happened? bomb threat.
Wow.
And I'm like, really? I didn't see that on Facebook. I didn't see when your son had federal charges against him for threatening an entire school. And he goes, hey, no, we got him out of it. But it was really bad and he got kicked out.
Yeah, but it's like he can share it with you, but he can't share it with the other, like, quote-unquote, friends?
Because people would assume or you get the other people who just do nothing but awful stuff to gain sympathy through Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
They're disgusting.
So I thought about doing that with all just horrible things that happened over the year. You know, my dad got caught, 600 images, pornography, child pornography.
Again.
My daughter sitting for 3 years for trafficking drugs.
Yeah.
Happy holidays.
Yeah. one of those notes that are
what awful. I try to do is, you know how when somebody dies, a celebrity dies, or the worst on Facebook was like when their father, it's like been a year since their father died. Like, I miss him every day. Or like, my wife's the best wife. It's like, why are you sharing this publicly?
Right. Wife means she caught you cheating. Right.
But when David Bowie died, something like that, everyone's like, he was amazing. Everybody loved. I try to like go on Twitter, like as soon as I find out, sit and think for 10 minutes and just crap on them on a joke instantly. Just mock them in a bad way and have everyone go, how dare you?
Right. Yeah.
Just
but
like,
there's no ramifications.
Like, screw you guys.
You're a troll and trolls are funnier than anybody else on the planet.
I'm a troll, man.
And that's the best part of it.
It's the best time in the world to be a troll.
No doubt about
it. You can hit so many people.
Yep. Everybody's sensitive.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Back then, the only way you can get out, you could fart on a bus. That was the biggest impact you could get. Now you can get millions of people.
The most you can
elevator,
do is 13
bus.
People. Uh-huh. Yeah, and now all buses are just people who fart constantly anyway. There's
you say something bad, your followers retweet it, and then their followers, they don't know you.
Yep.
So they're just like, who the hell is this?
Yeah. I like when it finally gets to the person that doesn't understand what happened, and it's a serious subject now.
That's why I try not to get verified on Twitter. Every time I verify me, I make it private then unprivate, so it like takes away the verification badge. Because if it's said, it's a comedian, then it loses effect.
It loses it all. Yeah. You just look like a lunatic who dropped a bomb on somebody. Ari Shaffir is here. Skeptic Tank podcast is great, and you got that going on. Stand Up Live this weekend, 480-719-6100. Did George H.W. Bush commit sexual assault?
He said he just rests his – I don't know.
Is it sexual assault?
I think they got a new term for assault.
Yes, assault's the problem, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think it's great if he grabbed your ass? Wouldn't you think that's hilarious?
Especially 93.
With the line, he lays the line on you.
Did you hear
the
joke?
What was the line? I didn't hear the line. I did say that he's like his arm – he's in a wheelchair. His arm falls, so he just rests it on people's midsections.
Right. No, this one was he said right before as he's breaking the ice. It's a very tense moment. People are like – he's probably tired of the weight of the room.
The same line he uses always.
Always, which is – do you know who my favorite magician is? Oh. And then the guy's going to take the picture right as he does it. He goes, David Copperfield. And he grabs her ass.
Oh.
It's a 90-year-old man joke.
Yeah.
It's a terrible hack thing, but it's hilarious. If the president grabs your ass, he's given you a story forever, and it's not assault.
And it's also like, it's an old,
he's
cute,
having
cute
fun.
Man.
He's a cute old man. They're like kids. When kids accidentally grab an ass, it's the same thing as when a 9-year-old does it.
Assault,
there's no threat.
Yeah, assault to me is like.
You're a threat.
Like a groper. Yeah,
right.
I'm a threat.
You're
if I went
threat.
And grab your ass, it's like, hey, why are you assaulting me?
I might lose a fight to you if you get squirrely and start grabbing my package and stuff. And then I'm like, hey. And then the next thing you know, we're in a scrap and you've got intentions of raping me.
Creepy old man.
Right. That's all it is.
It's like not the same. I don't know.
If you can sidestep.
It's not a whole umbrella of all sexual assault. They just need better words because the real assaults, they get in people's minds, they get treated not as seriously.
Right.
When you include that.
Oh, like, you got the copper feel? Well, let me tell you what happened to me.
Yeah. It's like, big deal.
Old men, I don't belong in this room.
Old men should be allowed after like 85. to just at least be able to touch anything they want.
There's,
right?
No, there's no boners involved.
Right. They're zero threat unless they've, you know, they've pre-prepared with popsicle sticks and tape. There's absolutely nothing
old
that
men
can
and
happen.
Eunuchs.
Yeah, they just come at you with that.
Yeah.
And if you can push them out of the way because they're on wheels.
You can roll them out of there.
It's really not that threatening.
I will say that we're not trying to say, like, let him do it.
It's inappropriate.
Yeah,
why
inappropriate.
Not?
Still
I
be
think
like
I am. Okay. I think that is exactly what I'm saying.
It's
He's
a new
president.
Day. Women aren't taking it anymore. Women yeah. are like, uh-uh.
I know.
It's go time.
I think they want us all to not like them. We're if it wasn't for the penises, I'd be gay. Hanging out with guys more, but the whole wiener thing's still a real bugaboo.
There definitely is a lot of male hatred now.
Yeah, there is. I mean, you can't do anything funny or anything like that, or it's an what assault
I,
on
what
femininity.
I hate too is that they include stuff like, and there's some serious things, but they include stuff like, this guy asked me out and I was uncomfortable and I said no and he went away, he didn't ask me again, but I was just uncomfortable. And it's like, wait, he asked you out, you said no, and then he said okay, I accept that.
Right. Yeah,
that's what you want.
Being hit
right.
on in a
yeah
in
that's
general.
What you want. It's not your boss saying do this and yeah. I'll
Julianne Moore had a big story in the news yesterday that someone said I want you to audition and come up to my room, and she said no, and then a couple years later he said it again. She goes, you've tried this on me before, and he's like, oh, okay. That's not a story. Yeah. That's not a thing. You're right. Ugly
you can just
guys.
Say no. Can you just say no and still get the part?
Right. Yeah, right. Right. Ugly guys have been told no and been creepy for years.
Dude, I know it doesn't happen as much as happens to women, but there's this casting like executive at some network, and she's always trying to bone me.
Is that true?
Yeah, and I'm not interested. But it just keeps happening, and I just keep like, oh, it's a little uncomfortable, and I deal with it.
How does she approach you, Archie?
She just keeps trying. She keeps like innuendo and like,
really?
Oh, so cute and touching.
But
and
there's
like,
just no connection.
Out. Yeah, it's not.
I might, what if it came
you?
Down to a part?
If I was drunk enough, no.
A big no. part.
No, but then I think about it.
Yeah.
If it was something I really, really want to do, being like, let's say, okay, let's let me think about it, actually.
Yeah.
Let's say it was like a Tarantino movie.
Yes.
That I really want to do. And she goes, listen, you could do it, but you know.
You got to close the door here.
Not even, yeah, exactly. Not even like you got to go down on me. Like, I'll blow you.
She'll let you do it to you. That's a done deal.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, okay.
How unattractive is she?
No, she's not even that bad.
Just nothing for you, though.
A little too chubby for me.
Okay, a little thick. Yeah, you got a no taste. Offense. There's nothing no wrong with that. You wouldn't bone. I'm in the wheelhouse. Brady's out.
Her BMI's too high.
Yeah, but like, yeah, if I was drunk enough, I might go for it.
Have you told her?
No.
You haven't confronted
I don't mind it because I don't get it much, so it's like, it's right, nice that somebody keeps hitting on me.
Nice.
But again, it's not like happens every day.
So you have lines.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and if
but
she was
for the
great
part,
looking,
you'd be in.
Yeah. But you're not insulted by any means.
That's the other thing is you hear guys say, geez, Weinstein gets all these accusations that are coming out. How many didn't accuse?
Oh, right. How many actually did it and moved on? Like who had a better
Crazy.
Career because of it?
Like, I mean,
no, we need one
numbers.
Person to step up and go, I did it. And it worked.
Yeah. Now, when they say, okay.
He delivered. He promised. His promises were delivered.
Everyone kind of knew about it. I'm not really sure. In Hollywood. And me and Jeff Keith were talking about it. I was like, you knew sort of about that, right? I was like, yeah, I'd always heard.
Knew the reputation.
Sure.
So when you got a guy like Brad Pitt who said, like, he, like, hit on his wife and he had to go up there and, like, stay the F away from her.
Right.
But then you, like, leave and you know this is one where it's like somebody's, like, grabbing at people and, like, taking it too far. Just walking away, like, you know he's going to do that to other people.
Right.
So you're saying, okay, my loved one is out of here, so it's okay?
Right, and then he did movies with him.
Yeah.
He was in Tarantino movies.
Yeah.
Tarantino's the only
Brad
one that's been
Pitt's
honest.
And Brad new girlfriend.
It's like 21.
Yeah.
Was
oh, really?
Young Maleficent.
Yeah, she played young
oh, really?
Angelina Jolie in an Angelina Jolie
wow,
movie.
Wow, really?
Great? Yeah. So Hollywood, screw it.
I mean, that's how he found Angelina Jolie.
Exactly, it's the same way.
Smith.
And again, back to that, he was so handsome that nobody ever really got mad that he was actually cheating on his wife at the time with an upgrade.
I think that's the worst cheating situation ever I was Jennifer Aniston, because not only do you get upgraded on when you're not used to being able to be upgraded on,
right.
But then you leave your apartment and there's giant billboards with you, with
Mr.
your husband,
Mrs. Smith promo,
and the lady he left you for, on the project he left you for her on. Looking photoshopped and beautiful,
yeah.
And it says Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah.
And if I was Jennifer Aniston, I'd be like, hey, listen, I'm not going to leave my house for a couple weeks.
Must have felt that.
It's not a great movie. Yeah. The billboards will be down by the end of October. Yeah, that had to be brutal. Yeah, because she is not used to being one-upped in that category.
That's the best thing about L.A. You go to these like commercial auditions, and they're like hot girls, and there's like nines and tens, mm-hmm. and then they look around, and there's other nines and tens,
yeah.
and for the first time in their life, they're like, oh, I'm not special.
Right.
And that's when you get their numbers. You show them a little bit of attention, like, oh, okay, I'm special. It's like, yeah, let's just hang out. Like, yeah, okay, I'd like that.
Yeah, you're very special to me.
To me.
Yeah, all these other
Look,
ladies.
I can
are,
make things
style.
Happen.
Right,
yeah, you want to meet me in my apartment?
Yeah, there's something about you.
Me in my studio apartment. I can get you free parking between, except between 11 and 2 on Tuesdays.
Yeah, that's a tough time. And then you say, do you know who my favorite magician is? Because it's working for the old man.
David Copperfield.
David Copperfield. It's terrible, but it would be
put
cute.
Out of the president.
It would be cute. It's creepy old man in a wheelchair.
I'd let him do it. I'd let any former president, you know.
I'd be like, what?
I would laugh, but it would be fantastic because I would walk away and go, did you guys see that? That was amazing.
That's funny.
Grab my wife's ass.
Funny quip.
I think it's awesome. Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank. And so you have been, technically, by the new definition, you've been sexually assaulted and harassed.
Oh, plenty of times.
Yeah.
Pauly Shore, when he brings me on stage, he always grabs my D.
Is that true?
Oh, all the time. Bobby Lee also.
Well, Bobby Lee.
They're always going
assaulted.
For, and you got to grab their wrists. But when they were like, hey, please welcome Ari Shaffir, and you're supposed to go for a handshake,
right.
You just grab each of their wrists and hold them and walk by them and then get off. I mean, that's straight.
That's full out assault.
Jump grabbing.
Yeah, that's full out assault.
If a woman's like, no, he grabbed my vagina.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's sexual assault.
Yeah, he held on to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was an effort to do so.
It wasn't an accident.
No.
Cute. Yeah, I'm like, please don't do that. And they're like, denied. I will be doing that every time.
Would it be
I'm going to write a Me Too about that.
Right. That's a hashtag Me Too also. Yeah. That's my thing. Me Too also.
Me Too also?
Yeah, Me Too also. Are you like, would you just like deck Pauly Shore once and just put an end to it right there in front of the crowd?
I should have.
Yeah, that would be pretty funny. Let him get hold of it and go and just stand there and then just
wait.
Drop him like a bad habit.
Mm-hmm. Here you go. Put his mom on the club.
Oh, that's right.
What could I do?
Oh, that's harassment.
That's harassment.
Assault and harassment.
That's using
take
your
that.
Position.
You need to beat up Pauly
Shore. Yeah. Yeah, this is a shame, but Pauly's got to go. Pauly's got to go.
I was unable to do anything. I was powerless.
Yeah, you couldn't. You were helpless because you'd lose jobs.
Yeah.
And Pauly's taking advantage of it.
Do you know Pauly's safe word? Do you know he had a safe word?
He's used it
when
on
he
us.
Had sex?
No, just probably. When if he's like interviews not going.
Uncomfortable situations.
Oh, really?
He says spatula.
Spatula?
And we did not know that. And Pauly does not like me. And I don't know why. I make him nervous, and I don't know why. I've made a couple jokes at his behalf. He wore a shirt that said weasel, so I made references to himself. In the 80s, he's like, come on, bro. Those days are over. And I'm like, you're wearing a shirt that says weasel.
Yes. Yeah, those days are over and you're wearing it.
Yeah.
He always says it on stage when I used to open for him. He was like, I don't do that anymore. And then later in the set, he would do it.
Yeah, he does the –
yeah.
Like, what are you doing? What are you
doing? In the turns.
Or whatever it is. So I made jokes.
He's one of the worst people in the world.
Oh, thank you. Ari Shaffir, everybody. The greatest man on the planet. We can agree. Because I sat and I started to tease him. He started telling me a serious story about some movie he had.
He's like, you don't want to hear about this.
Yeah.
Like,
I want to hear about it. It's a serious movie. And he starts getting all poly serious. And then he says something about a family at the end all together.
At the end,
I said, they find each other and a caveman. Just to end this terrible story. And he goes, oh, come on, bro.
Well, it was
and I'm like,
fun.
All of a sudden, it's serious. It was funny because the timing was fun. And then he gets mad and then he starts going, spatula, spatula. And
but it's like, if you do it that obviously, Pauly.
Right,
it doesn't work.
But we didn't know what it was. So we're saying
like, why is he yelling spatula and then suddenly leaving?
He was supposed to take him out and he didn't know.
You didn't know?
Yeah, so he just said spatula over
spatula,
and over.
Spatula, right. Spatula, spatula. Instead of just going, hey guys, I'm going to get out of here.
So
I actually got another interview.
We kept on saying spatula to each other, not knowing.
I love like when a guy like Casey or whatever thinks you're having a bad time. It's like, all right, we got to get to another interview. I'm like, do we have another interview? And they're like, yes. I'm like, oh, no, dude, I'm enjoying this. It's okay. But that's the issue.
Yeah.
Unless I do have another interview.
Is that how Casey works?
No,
going,
but
we
people
got
in
TV.
That position.
Yeah, we got TV.
I'm like, oh, okay, well, screw this guy.
And sometimes it's nice when it's a horrible interview. It's like, you know, let's get out of here.
All right, well, so you want to go is what you're saying?
No.
This.
I'll tell you what, though.
Spatula, brah.
One time I was breaking up with a girl. And you know how you hate them when you're breaking up with them? So I was like, she's the worst person in the world. She's the worst. No. Pauly Shore's the worst person. Even in that moment, I was like, Pauly's the worst person. She's the second worst person in the world.
And doesn't it make you the worst person in the world for that 4 seconds that you have to pretend to like him when he introduces you?
Ugh.
Don't you want to just tell people afterwards, there goes the worst person in the world? Like right after he says, okay, everybody, Ari Shaffir.
So what I would do at the Comedy Store is I would wait like 30, 40 seconds, maybe 2 minutes. And then I'd be like, just start crapping on him.
Yeah, good.
And then I'd see him outside because I had a big window in the front. You'd see him out the front trolling for women. And I was just like, just over and just
women,
hit him.
Who was saying that about the last documentary where he's going around Wisconsin doing these shows and he's so depressed and this is how bad it is. But then yet he's banging girls.
Yeah, it's him trolling for chicks. Yeah, it's gross. Yeah, you're right. Ari, we can agree on that all day long because I just don't understand. And they keep bringing him in here. to us.
Again, he keeps not enjoying it.
We got Pauly Shore next week.
He looks at me the whole time.
He will not look at me. He talks to Brady only. I don't know what I've done to make him so
uncomfortable. He likes my BMI.
Yeah. Well, because Brady gets nervous that I'm going to attack. Because I will like start seeing stuff.
Of course, especially now that you know it works.
Right. Oh, I'm driving him nuts. And then Brady starts to side with Pauly because he doesn't like uncomfortable situations, which I have no issue with.
I just start going.
So he starts to
well, I'm sure Paulie's a good guy, Dave.
I'm like, no, he's not. He's a douche, and he's sitting right there.
And people go, no, well, you don't understand. His mom was like single mother. She's never around. I was like, okay, so you just – that's the reason
that's an excuse.
Right, you're just telling me why he's a
douche. Okay, like if you're a child molester, it's like, well, his dad molested him. It's like, that doesn't mean he should be molesting.
Right. You can change that. It's okay for his behavior.
Yeah, no way.
Now, on the skeptic tank, you do topics, you say, and so you're doing that. What is something you're super skeptical about? You have a theory that you're trained
skeptical in. Doesn't also necessarily mean you don't believe it. Skeptical means, like, let me hear, explain it to
me.
You know?
That's what I feel like. I'm a skeptic in the ways of, like, what do you think?
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
I love travel, of hearing about, like being out there and, like, how things are different. Like, I was real, I found out, I guess, racist or, like, I'm worried everybody's going to steal from me.
What? You're a bigot. You're not a racist.
Yeah, there you go.
You're a bigot.
Yeah. And then I realized, like, these countries are super safe. Like, safer than Chicago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I tried saying that, I think, to Rogan once when he was talking about East Timor, where I went. And he goes, is it dangerous? I'm like, dude, last year there were 576 murders.
Yeah.
And he was like, whoa. I'm like, murders.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's so many. I'm like, oh, no, I'm sorry. I got that wrong. That's Chicago.
Right. That's South Chicago.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, I'm like, yeah. And then we don't even think about that.
No.
But you would be like, whoa, don't go to that country.
Right. Yeah, isn't that crazy? I just did a police ride along 2 days ago for 9 hours, and I didn't realize all the stuff that you kind of put blinders on when you're in a police car. You actually pull in and look at it.
It's like opening the Matrix.
It's like somebody just introduced a new world to you. It's like this new level of awful.
I would do that. A ride along with a cop and like really get like anonymous. It had to be anonymous because nobody wants to lose their job to tell me the real stuff.
Oh, they'll tell you.
Yeah.
And they talk the whole time. But you get like this hotel that I knew had like prostitutes and pimps and stuff. Uh-huh. You always drive by, you never really look. We pulled into the parking lot, and then you realize there's about 60, 70 people just standing in that parking lot all the time that you just blaze by and you'd never know.
Yeah.
And all of them are on heroin, and all of them will kill you.
Yeah, that's the kind of world I like finding out about.
Me too. Yeah, it opened my eyes to it. And I knew it was there, but I've always been kind of sheltered from it.
I interviewed a hooker
that world
once.
Has
you interviewed
grown.
A hooker?
Yeah, high-priced hooker.
On the show or just
on
for fun?
Skeptic Tank.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, just in between. You know, I had the whole hour, so I figured I might as well talk.
$5,000 for a night.
What was she like?
It was $500 for an hour. Not $5,000. It wasn't that super
like
high price.
That would be a weekend deal.
Yeah. She would go on the road with you if you wanted for like more.
Street hooker or just decent, normal?
Decent, normal. Craigslist. She had a place. She had like an office sort of where it's set up like a room.
Wow. What did you learn?
You know, there's some violence. There's stuff you have to take care of. There's the Eros pages.
Yes.
Where you go on and like find them and then find reviews. It's all like real done. Right. Properly now.
It's legitimate. Like the Eros pages are actually nice.
Yeah.
And speaking of the celebrity thing too, is there's the certain celebrities that travel around with non-disclosures where they sign they'll have the high priced.
Isn't that great?
Women and
that's the goal.
Sign it. You can't talk about this. You can't do any.
I met one once, like a former Miss like Yugoslavia or something.
Yeah.
And she was like probably like $10,000 a night or something like that, and it was just like I keep my mouth shut. There's no question of that.
Isn't that great?
And they're super hot. And they're just like, yeah, whatever. It's fine.
It seems like that's the kind of power you would want to wield once you get to a certain level. It's like, I've got the $10,000 to waste.
But yeah, why wouldn't Harvey do something like that?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, get people like that?
Power. Yeah, he's got the money.
Power. Also, you come into contact with somebody normal. Like, I want to hook up with you right now. It's not just about like – when you do get a hooker, it's like – it's just not quite as nice.
No, you're seeking
it out. Same woman who's like you're winning over.
Right, or seemingly winning over, no matter how you're doing it.
It's forcefully winning over.
Yeah,
it's weird, though. It's like the rape, it's like, okay, can't rape. But like, whatever. But when he's like, if you want to do this, you know, I'll give you this part. If you if you blow me, then it's like, say no.
Yeah, just don't.
Don't say that to women, but also for women, just say no.
Yeah. Both sides are wrong is what you're saying.
Yeah, you don't have a job. If he's like, if you want to keep this job, it's like, no, you can't do that to someone who's working. But if like, not working, most people are not going to get that job.
Exactly.
And you don't deserve it. None of them deserve it. Actors are all terrible.
And also, don't say anything until the movie comes out and then point out that whoever has that role flew the guy to get it, and then tell your story.
Yeah, exactly.
Like make it a big, yeah, make it a big to do, right?
Yeah,
yeah. This is
powerful.
Great.
It's like it'd be done in Hollywood.
Yeah, isn't that great though? It's. I mean, you would abuse it. You couldn't help it. Not necessarily you'd be a rapist, but there'd be times you're like, I'm going to get in trouble.
Yeah, and then that's human behavior.
It is. It's totally human behavior. The second you get a little juice, you start pushing it.
Yeah, the idea that he's the only one is like, guys, come on.
Yeah,
use your heads. That casting couch predates him.
It's a real thing. There's a whole porn industry dedicated.
You want to tackle it? Don't be like, okay, we got rid of the problem. Now this Harvey Weinstein's gone.
Right. Yeah. The domino just got
pulled. Go back to those old stories like Fatty Arbuckle and all the in the 20s.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, screw that. Is comedy that way too?
No.
Nobody wants to have sex with each other.
Although like bookers will hook up with like female comics.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they'll use that. Not all of them.
No kidding.
Like he gets good about it. He like stays away from female comics. A lot of them like, don't even touch me. Don't even look at me. He like won't even date.
Really?
In that world because it's like too much of a chance.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, but like and then female comics will... They'll convince themselves they like the guy better.
Because their life's going better.
Yeah, yes, exactly. It's like rich guys get better puss.
Exactly. You know? Well, of course they do.
And they're like, no, I like a sense of humor. It's like, you like his sense of humor.
Right.
You know? There's that guy, like you said, that meth dude sweeping up leaves. Right. His sense of humor is just as good, but you're not giving him a chance.
Yeah, he might be hilarious.
Yeah.
Maybe the dude with the sign on the street corner is a riot.
Yeah.
You'd never ask. You'd never find out. Yeah, it's great. You need to do a ride-along and just start talking.
I really want to do that.
Talked to pimps. I wanted to bring him
really?
On. I don't want him in. I don't want to be with them without the cops.
Yeah, right.
Because the pimp was there, and his story was phenomenal.
Really?
But he's trying to say he's not a pimp. Well, he was in the Navy. Like 3 years, and he's like, I love this girl so much, and he's trying to claim she's his girlfriend and stuff, and we went on and on, and he's going back and forth. The story never wavered. He told it 2 or 3 times, and it wasn't rehearsed. It was true. And then, but he's like, then I got wrapped up into some drug stuff and went into jail for a little while. And then the cop that I was riding along with comes back around the corner with his girlfriend and goes, I know what you're doing. Don't beat the crap out of her when we leave. She didn't dime you out. Everything's fine. I'm like, what just happened? I didn't know he was a pimp. I thought it was just some drug addict we were talking to. And he goes, don't do it. And then we get in the car, and the cop goes, I hate pimps. Like, that's a pimp? I'm like, because you picture the feather and the big pimp, TV pimp. Wasn't. But his story was ridiculous. Like, it was just his life had kind of caved in. And I started to feel sorry for him.
Goes into a spiral.
And then you realize it's all just,
game. Selling it.
He's selling it to make it so you feel bad, so you leave him alone.
In China, they have prostitutes.
Yeah.
Pimps are illegal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then you get to these prostitutes, and they're happy. They're just like, yeah, I'm choosing to do this. And
right.
No one's beating me. No one's taking my money.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's a better way.
That's a better way.
Let's make China great again.
Instead of just saying it's all illegal, like just regulate a little bit the problems with it.
Well, now that's you hear that, there's a couple of documentaries out about it, but it's the heroin that gets involved, and there's no longer pimps. It's all about they're getting on the drugs,
and
they get the drugs, and they do the sex.
Now, Ari, would you give Brady tickets to the Super Bowl if he got below a certain weight? Because I'd like to go.
How much do you weigh right now? Do your BMI.
Let's do it. Yeah, so you're going to do it on the computer, get his BMI. You know your BMI. Do you know it currently?
Yeah.
Let's get Super Bowl tickets out of Ari Shaffir.
Oh, 38's bad. 30's. Oh.
I didn't know he was going to judge you so harshly
between,
and so
like,
quickly.
36, 38, that would be my guess.
Body mass.
That's 37.
Okay, what's your weight?
245.
I've been 245 before, but I'm not like 5'1 like you. What? How tall are you? I'm going to put the 5 in.
8. Yeah.
5'8".
Out of shoes?
37.3.
Okay. Right on the money, though. Yeah. Hey, good credit to Brady for throwing out the accurate number, somewhere between 36 and 38.
Yeah. If you got
that's exactly in the middle of 36 and 38.
To not be obese.
Let's do it, Brady. Come on, buddy. Super Bowl tickets from Ari Shaffir. This is great.
You would need down to 196. That's a long way to go. Let's give you a better goal than that.
That's what I weigh. That's my weight.
All right. Last year at this time, I was at 274.
Whoa.
That's great.
Yeah. Was it last year at this time?
Wow.
Just
a little over. Not
about a year.
Hey, 30 pounds, 29 pounds.
So how about that?
That's great.
So he can do it.
Why?
Let's
what are you doing it? What are you doing?
Red Mountain Weight Loss.
Yeah, he's got a program he's on.
Really?
It's great stuff.
Yeah, I'm not on it right now. I've taken a break.
Cycling off.
Yeah, yeah.
He's weaning himself. He's on methadone now.
Could you?
I would love to, you know. 196, wow.
That's me, Brady. That's my weight. I told you when you started this, 185 is probably about right for you.
185?
Yeah,
196
your height.
Is overweight.
Yeah, 196 is still big. 185 is probably about right.
But to be honest, if your goal is overweight, That's a reachable goal.
Yeah.
That's not like, come on, man. That's not fair. I'm
right,
this. It's
right.
Like,
no, right. 196 is not, I mean.
Goal is still overweight. Nobody's asking you to do too
it's
much.
It's there to be had. That's for sure.
Yeah.
It's up on the.
It's there to be had. It's going to be tough. That is 50 pounds.
Yeah.
You and Sam Wise can climb that mountain.
But it's not a today thing.
But the Super Bowl, I don't really care to go to a Super Bowl.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
This is a man who doesn't want to lose it.
What? All right. What else? What do you want to see? The U.S. Open? Wimbledon? We can't do Wimbledon. That's a low price.
The Nathan's hot dog.
All right.
No,
honestly, this is not the right path.
Fun one?
Yeah.
July 4th?
What? Never mind. 196 is
and
not going
like,
to happen.
Get away from me. Like, rush the stage.
I'm starving.
Well, never mind then. I thought that is it. You're right. I think Ari hit it on the head.
Traveling is good.
A long way to
yeah,
go.
That would be.
You want to go to Myanmar?
Yeah, you and me.
I don't want
to
go there.
If you can get that, how about this? You can get it at 196. Let's tell your bosses.
All right.
Paid month off where you get to get off the grid.
Oh, my God. Would that be great?
That's good.
Yeah. You get to get off the grid and no one challenges you to do anything. And you're off. You get to just leave everything at home. We'll get you a burner phone or a new smartphone.
Well, and what's the timeline?
We got like 2 months.
No. Two months.
I don't want to pay him.
Well, it's his boss is going to have to do
it. Oh, that's
it.
True. That's a good point. That's true.
But they'll get involved with it.
Yeah.
Was that your boss, that Jew that just came in?
The Jew that just came in is our really super boss. He's
Drew
from
the
another
Jew?
Drew the Jew. Yeah, Horowitz. Yeah, I don't think it's Jewish. I'm not sure. We haven't determined.
It's Irish.
I think he's actually from Nigeria. I haven't asked yet, though.
Yeah, let's get him involved. Get you healthy, Brady.
So wait a minute.
A
I have two Jewish people trying to convince us to pay Brady to not work for a month. That's not going to happen.
But the press that'll come in will be so good.
Would it?
You could check in if you wanted from wherever you
sure.
are. A paid month off.
Pretty nice.
To go away and to clear your brain from all this.
Screw it, Brady. Let's do it anyway.
Celebrate.
Just get out of here. Take 30 days. I can do it. We can take a break from each other.
What's today? What are we at?
We're October 26th.
You think you could do this by next Halloween?
50 oh,
pounds?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
By next Halloween, we'll give you November off.
For 196.
You get Thanksgiving. You can travel
196.
Around. Come on.
But here's the deal.
Yeah.
Okay. What if he doesn't do it?
Kill yourself.
That's right. That's the option. You take the rest.
You're going to die anyway if you don't do it.
It's true.
Here's the deal. I mean, I found out with Ralphie, same thing.
Yes, exactly.
I tell you this. When I said goodbye to Ralphie last year, I said goodbye to Ralphie.
Oh, yeah. The last time I saw him, I said, you start taking care of yourself. Something's not
but
right
he wasn't
here.
Going to.
I'm sorry. No. I just don't feel anywhere close to the category Ralphie
no, you're
was
not.
In.
You're
in
not.
State of
you're
mind
not.
And...
No.
But people who are well into obese, they don't see 60.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
That's just a fact.
How old are you?
52.
There we go.
Okay.
You got a year.
So
he's right.
Tick-tock.
I got that.
Tick-tock, tick-tock.
Got that licked.
Yeah, I always do this to him.
Did you do it in 6 months? What's a normal amount of time to lose? I mean, I don't want you going, I'll deal with it later.
40 days.
No.
Right. Pound a day, all right. Pound a day. It's easy. Just knock it off. But plenty of teenage girls do it. Drop from like 180 to like 96 pounds. No, it's not healthy.
But still
do. Yeah, right. Brady could do that. What does he got to
lose? A year's
good. A year. But that means 12 months, 50 pounds. That means
12 months,
about
50 5
pounds a month.
That's so easy.
Consistently.
You do it in a week. 5 a week. Let's speed
this. How about
up.
This? You get it done early. You take that.
You
take
that. Whatever. Whenever
you want to get out of here for summer because summer's horrible here. Right? then get out of here in June.
That's it.
July.
Okay.
June?
So the goal
June?
Is that's a good one. October. You get time off. The second you do it, you get a month. You get all of October off if you do it before October. But if you do it in June, you get all the way up through that time. if you fire it out by June, you get July, August, September, and October off.
And here's the situation, just so there's no cheating, because I'm a rules guy.
Yeah.
You got to weigh in 3 days in a row. I don't want you, like, not eating all
okay.
day.
You mean when you're
weight.
At the weight?
Yeah, you can't cut weight.
Cut weight. Yeah. 3 mornings in a row. Not more. Yeah, we are in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
And if
at
you're
that weight.
At or under 196.
You got to make weight
fast.
Yeah.
All 3 days.
Yeah.
And you get a month off.
Yeah, you can get out of here for August. August is oppressive here, right?
Here's the bad thing, Ari.
What?
What if the show's, like, 10 times better?
What?
When he leaves.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow.
Okay, you're right. You got to have guarantees. Good point. You got to think of all this. You got to have guarantees. You get your job back for 1 year.
We have to take him back, even though
I'm
it's gone
I'm not worried
great.
About that.
It's just gone swimmingly well without him. We've got a new dude in there.
It's
he's
like Lou Gehrig,
Wally
taking
Pip.
The day off.
Yeah. Wally Pipp.
Yeah. I just got a wedding. I just want to take a day off. But, okay, yeah, but no big deal, man.
We'll put Lou in.
Oh, the guy went 3 for 4.
Just one more day. Yeah. We'll let Lou finish.
You got to let him ride out a streak.
He's streaky. You don't walk away from a heater.
Listen, good. You lost the weight.
And then Garrick goes forever. And Wally had to be like, he got this disease. Wally had to be like, good.
I think it'd be great if you get down to 190. That'd be crazy.
All right.
All right. You ready to do this?
Yeah. All right.
You got to call it. You got to call the Blue Mountain Weight Loss Group again, or whatever.
the Blue Man Group.
The Blue Man Group.
And you'd be like, let's start.
Red Martin. The Red Mountain.
I tell you what, you could get a sponsor for this.
He's got it.
Some cash out of it.
Red Mountain Weight Loss will do it. Yeah, they'll do it. That's good. You've had 3 bags of trail mix this morning. There's 300 calories. Well, whatever. You've had a lot of trail mix. You got to cut that out. Starting now. I'm in on this.
Yeah, start a goal for like a month from now of like, what, 245?
Yeah.
Yeah, by the end of November, you should be 235.
210.
Well, we're coming into the early holidays.
Oh, good point. Well, that's going to be a moment for you.
That's your big
thing. So before Thanksgiving, you could be at 235. It'd be great. You could probably go up to 240.
Jam it back up to 245 again, then start over. This is not going to happen.
Eric Griffin did that once. I was talking about how fat he got, and he was like, it's a holiday. I'm like, it's mid-February. What holidays? Valentine's Day? Shut up.
President's Day's coming up. You got a big meal plan.
There's so many national food days.
Yeah, and then I got all the Jewish holidays, Yom Kippur, and Passover.
And now every day's a food holiday. You can't do anything about it. Ari Shaffir is at the Stand Up Live all weekend, 480-719-6100. Your podcast is going on. Podcast festival's happening all weekend. You're going to be on with all the other guys, too. I'm sure.
Yeah. Doing everybody else's podcast.
It's going to be a blast.
Would you
there.
Be on my food podcast?
Oh, my God.
Starting
absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
He's got a food podcast. Is this the best guy to do a weight loss thing with?
Dude, I mean, people will get behind it.
Oh, he's going to kill, like, in 2 months?
Fat asses here.
Oh, it'd be great. Wouldn't it be great to get the fat asses behind Brady?
You're
going
to get new fans. Share your weight every day. If you weigh in every day.
It
like,
is true.
Just show so people can get involved with you so you don't, like, put it off.
Right.
That happens. But the weigh-ins are make it tough for people, too. That's why a lot of people don't do the thing because, it's good for the accountability part of it, but it also discourages them a lot quicker. Because
you have a bad day, you're like, fuck, screw. Sorry.
Yeah, those
exactly.
That's all right.
I'm quitting.
Yeah.
I can't do this.
Yeah. Or it's just the shame.
Yeah,
exactly. Where it's like, I don't want to go through that again, so I'll just leave. It's like bombing on stage.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are just like, I'm just quitting comedy.
Right. You don't want to keep going. Well, Brady judged a pie contest last night and had 15 bags of trail mix this morning. So we're off to a great start. He's getting his last few days in.
Like he's going to eat 40 apples.
Right. Ari, thanks for coming in, man. Always
you're
a pleasure.
Welcome.
Stand Up Live this weekend, 480-719-6100, standuplive.com, at Ari Shaffir on Twitter. Thanks, man. It's 98KUPD.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.